And now the KSL in-depth. It's almost eclipse time. Tomorrow morning it begins, and joining us live, our favorite space cadet, NASA's ambassador to Utah, Patrick Wiggins. How are you?
Oh, I'm sitting here in my hangar. When I'm done with you, I'm going to fly south just to check out what I'm going to see tomorrow. So, yeah, I'm all ready.
Okay,
this has got me stoked.
I saw a video yesterday from KSL TV where you were in Canaraville observing the 2017 eclipse. So here we are, 2023. Are you going to go south again?
Actually, that was the 2012 annular eclipse. And you saw what happened to those poor people in Canaraville. It was a zoo. So this time I'm not driving. I'm going to fly.
Okay, you're going south, though.
2017 went up to Idaho. Yes, oh, yeah, definitely got to go south. If you stay up here in the north, you're not going to see the ring of fire. You've got to be on a line that runs kind of like from Delta to Richfield. If you're above or below that, it's just going to be a kind of a boring eclipse.
Okay, so wait. For the people who stay in Salt Lake City and along the Wasatch Front, the vast majority of us, what is this going to look like for us tomorrow? What time? What does it look like? Explain it.
Basically, it runs between about 9 and noon with the maximum eclipse, which, again, from up here will not be the ring of fire. It'll just look like somebody took a big bite out of the sun, and that's going to be around 10:30-ish or thereabouts. So go south if you can. You will definitely see one from up here, but it just won't be that ring of fire. But in any case, wear your eclipse glasses. No part of this eclipse is safe to look at without eye protection.
How dark is it going to get in Salt Lake City at 10:28 tomorrow morning?
It might be kind of like just before sunset. So it's definitely not going to get dark. Matter of fact, even during a total eclipse of the sun, got one of those coming up in 2045, by the way, in Provo. Even during those, it's still light enough that you can see.
Can you explain the thing about the leaves, how the shadows of leaves on the ground look weird during an eclipse?
That or a colander will also work. Basically, you look at the shadow of a tree with all the leaves on it, or a colander. I think those are really nice. And you cannot cast a round circle shadow, if you will, during an eclipse. So as the eclipse is getting deeper and deeper, all of those little holes that you're projecting on the ground are going to get smaller and smaller.
Well, I hope you enjoy the Ring of Fire tomorrow. Go flying. Patrick Wiggins, NASA's ambassador to Utah, joining us live.